Westlock. The village of Clyde continues to keep safety top of mind after passing a motion to maintain speed bumps in certain areas of the village to slow down drivers. Village of Clyde councillors voted 3-0 at their September 12 regular meeting to maintain speed bumps seasonally, from April to November, weather permitting, on 49th Street and 50th Avenue. Speed bumps have been installed on the corner near the skate park seasonally for a number of years. The rubber speed bumps are placed on certain roads in the spring when weather and road conditions allow, and are lifted in the fall to allow for snow removal. Council also directed administration to continue with a marketing strategy to promote safety in the community. We've done our safety campaign. We did put something out in the newsletter every month as well as some different things on social media, encouraging people to act safer. As well, we asked, if anybody had safety concerns to please bring them forward, said Sao J. Parent. We've not received anything. Earlier this summer, council discussed concerns over speeding in the village and an opportunity was provided for residents to share any concerns they may have, however, none were received. A resolution pertaining to the summer safety campaign was passed at the June 13 regular meeting, at which time council requested administration to bring the matter back for discussion. Several concerns were brought forward, including those involving drivers attempting to avoid speed bumps on 50th Avenue and 49th Street, near the playground. At their June meeting, council also reviewed the village speed limit and passed a resolution to maintain the 30 km/h speed limit, with the exception of 52nd Avenue, on the west side of the village, which carries a 50 km/h speed limit from the cemetery to 53rd Street. Additional signage noting the limit has also been put up. There was a question of whether or not the speed bumps would be more noticeable and more difficult to avoid if bollards were placed off the roadway in line with the speed bumps, said Parent. However, the direction was to complete a safety campaign through the summer months and bring back to council for discussion. My observations have been that traffic has moved much slower from what I've seen other times, said Count. Philip Petkow. The speed bumps are absolutely a plus. I think maintaining what we have, maintaining the speed bumps, doing a summer campaign and get peace officers involved. I think we're on the right track. There was also discussion about drivers on Highway 18, who may not realize it is a school zone when passing or entering the community, noted Parent, as there are no school signs posted on Highway 18. In a second motion at the meeting, council directed administration to contact Alberta Transportation to inquire about the possibility of placing a sign indicating a school zone area on Highway 18 near Eleanor Hall School. In addition, as part of the summer safety campaign, council has discussed the possibility of implementing a positive reinforcement program with county peace officers. The program would recognize positive and safe behavior in the community. If the peace officers see someone wearing a helmet, crossing the road safely, not biking in the middle of the road or other safe and positive behavior, the individual may get something to recognize them, said Parent, noting the initiative is still in the works. I think it will be a fantastic way to celebrate and encourage safe behavior in the community. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.